You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network, hopefully watching it as well. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 3/4/2021. Well, we're talking about retirement, actually what it means to you, what the definition of retirement is, what you plan to do. So many of you out there are just working for the day that you can retire, collect that pension, especially if you work for a government or a large corporation that still has a pension that's not a 401k. And what are you going to do after? What's going to happen to your life after? What's it been like during the pandemic? Well, I'd like to hear your opinion. Why don't you send us an email to kl@carrielutz.com. Right now, Mark Singer is with us, and you find him at 55retire.com, expert in retirement options and how you plan for it. You got to have a plan. So without further ado, Mark, welcome back to the show.
Gary, thanks. You know, we were just talking off air, and I just was having a conversation with my best friend, and he's 5 years older than I am, and he had sold his practice, and, you know, he's enjoying these first 3 or 4 months of retirement, which is also interesting because he really doesn't he doesn't have a family per se. He's married, doesn't have kids, doesn't have parents, doesn't have extended, you know, immediate people, but he has his two Corvettes. So he spends a lot of time, you know, with that Corvettes and coffee. But he was asking me, as I still am a business owner, why I'm spending all the time and money that I do as I'm still running my business on a lot of the marketing and talking with you and getting efforts out to grow the business, when the reality is I'm all set, right? I as I said to him, I could retire tomorrow. I'd be fine. And the answer really is, and it is so much more than what the industry tells you, which is to focus on money management and money and all that kind of stuff. The real fulfillment in life, the real fulfillment in retirement is what you do, why you get up in the morning, how you get fulfilled, how meaningful is it, whose lives are you impacting, how are you filling your own time and spending that time the rest of your life. And as I said to my buddy, I said, you know what, I enjoy the marketing, I enjoy the grind, I enjoy the potential of growing the business. And it fills time and it makes it meaningful for me. I get the opportunity to talk with you, Carrie, and many others on different podcasts, maybe impact some people's lives here and there. But for me, it's not about the money, either money spent or money earned at this point. It's about doing what I truly enjoy doing. It's about doing what I wish to do when I want to do it. And that should be what we should be pursuing, in concert with what, you know, you and I know, that retirement number. You know, how much money do we need in order to, you know, generate the income that we want in retirement? That certainly is a big piece of it financially. But I really think after being in this business for 32 years, it's so much more about everything else other than just the money.
Yeah, well, certainly money is a very important part of it, though, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. And if, you know, if you come to me, you know, and you want to be, let's say, a client and you've got $50,000 in an IRA and you want to retire, there's really not a lot anybody can really do about that situation in terms of providing for you some financial stability looking forward. But if you do have some sense of money, and you probably will not outlive that money through this next chapter of life, then you really need to turn your attention into, you know, that other big fear, which is, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? You know, this pandemic, Carrie, you know, I wrote that fourth book, as you know, Don't Outlive Your Money in Retirement. Mm-hmm. And I was compelled to write it because of the pandemic. And the pandemic, to me, was for many a glimpse into what retirement might be. You didn't have a place to go to for work. You may not even have had work. And now you and your spouse 24/7, you know, that may have not been what we had planned for either now or for retirement.
Yeah.
So it was important for us to see it and to get a glimpse of what life might be like in retirement. And now that we've seen it, let's plan for it, not just financially. Let's have conversations with our spouses. What are our roles? What are our boundaries? What are our expectations? What are our visions? What are our goals? What do we want to do for the rest of our lives so we're sitting around watching Netflix the rest of our life?
Yeah, well, you know, so many people, and I'm sure you've seen them, Mark, they're working their tails off for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and there's this elusive pot of gold at the end of the rainbow called retirement. And then, you know, you move down to Florida and you die 2 months later, right?
Right, right, right. You know, I'll tell you, it was the foreword to my first book, and it was a story of a client. And she was 55 years old and had been working for the insurance company for 37 years. You do the math. It was her only job. Mm-hmm. And she came to me because she was now eligible for 100% of her pension. She was fortunate to be in a place that had a pension. They treated her very, very well. So she wanted to do the planning to find out what that meant to her and whether or not she could go ahead and retire. And as it turns out, spent about a month with her going through some of the options, putting up the planning, yellow brick road of retirement planning for her. Turns out the numbers said she's all set. She could go and put in her papers. We met a month later. She came into my office, sat down, and proceeded to spend the next 5 minutes crying. And I said, okay, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
She said, well, this is what I realized. I have a reason to get up in the morning. I know I'm going to have breakfast, get dressed, go to work to a place where I know I am a significant contributor. I am respected. I have my colleagues. It is my second home. I have a reason for being, and that work is so much more than just getting the predictable paycheck. And what we agreed to was, since she wasn't ready emotionally, now I have to tell you, she wasn't a millionaire. You know, you may think of, you know, retiring and you need millions of, that wasn't the case. You know, she was going to have a nice pension. She had somewhere, I don't know, I think it was like $700,000 or $800,000 in total. She owned her home. And based on her lifestyle, she was all set. So again, you don't have to retire with millions. You just have to retire with enough money to sustain your lifestyle. But she put off retirement for another 2 years until she was ready to take that plunge into what this next chapter of life was going to be. So you can do all the planning you want. You can find out that you're okay and you've hit your retirement number and yada, yada, yada. But you may not be ready.
It's so true. And I've heard that story before of people going for retirement. I had a friend, a successful attorney, and he went for retirement. He didn't like it. And 5 years later, he retired. So just because you can doesn't mean you should. And like you said, it really requires a plan, not just a financial plan, but also of like, what else am I going to do with my life from there? Right?
Don't just survive. Thrive, the Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by GR Silver Mining. Ticker symbol TSX, GRSL, OTC, GRSLF, and their website at grsilvermining.com. The company is extremely well capitalized, currently has a resource of 40 million ounces of silver, and is looking to triple that number in just the next year alone. Its management team is first rate, headed up by Marcio Fonseca, a geologist with vast experience in mining operations and the financial sector as well. With all this going for it, and with silver trading over $25 the ounce, there's no telling how high GR Silver Mining will go. So go to grsilvermining.com to stay up to date on the latest developments and get on their notification list today.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Absolutely. You know, so we can go through all the planning. You know, we put together the 7 key steps that you have to go through in order to put together so you're not so you're confident that you're not going to run out of money in retirement. But The flip side of that is all the non-financial questions you have to be asking. And one of the biggest things is balancing this new home life that you're going to have. I have a couple of clients. They've been with me for probably 20, 25 years. They're in their mid-70s. He is a teacher down on the South Shore of Massachusetts at a state college. She works for the municipality. And they just decided enough was enough. And again, they don't even have $1 million. They're probably in that $700,000 or $800,000 level. But based on their pensions, based on their Social Security, based on what their needs are, they're all set. But they know they've known for years they've been all set. They just truly enjoyed doing what they were doing. This past year, they said enough. So in talking with them, we're on a Zoom call, and I said to him, I said, "Well, so now that you're about to retire, what's keeping you up at night?" And he said, "Well, you know, I do play golf and I can play 3 or 4 times a week. But beyond that, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the rest of my life." And then I said to his wife, who's also retiring, and I said, "So what's keeping you up at night?" She said, "I don't know what I'm going to do with him." All of a sudden, they're going to be home. So that's a real deal. And you know, as much as you need to put together your bucket list items in terms of your travel or what you want to do with your grandkids or, you know, what you want to, showing Corvettes like my buddy does, you know, as much as you need to put together that bucket list and identify and visualize that stuff, you really need to spend some time before you retire having conversations with your spouse or partner to identify how you're going to lead your life, when you're going to get out of bed, you know, where are you going to go? Everybody needs their own space. We still need to be independent of each other. I've learned during this pandemic, and my wife has told me that it's going to be difficult for me to retire because it's clear that I need a place to go to get out of the house. So I've come to my office almost every day since this pandemic started, whether I was working or not. That is something that's a real concern for many because we may have signed up for life together, but not lunch every other day.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I live in Florida. I have a group of friends. They're all older than me, but from a few years to, 10, 12, 15 years. One guy just turned 80. And the ones that I think have the clearest mental faculties are the ones that are semi-retired. You know, they work 2-3 days a week. One guy does real estate. Another guy, he's a sales agent for various contractors. And those guys have the clearest minds. Not that they're not getting older, they're slowing down, but that's what I've seen. And I realized for myself that the worst thing would just, I could keep occupied. I'd find stuff to do. But I think when you don't work or have some type of intellectual preoccupation, your mental faculties are going to suffer as a result. And in the case, what I've done is, I've been semi-retired for many years. I started volunteering for SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives, and I help budding entrepreneurs realize their dreams. And it's really like a great feeling. It's been a wonderful experience. I've enjoyed every minute of it. So that's just one example. But there's so many. I guess the best thing people need to do is get your book, right?
No doubt. It's Don't Outlive Your Money in Retirement, 7 Key Steps. It's on a Kindle version. It's also, we just made it available in a hard copy as well, both through Amazon. Let me share with you, by the way, 3 specific clients, very, very quick scenarios in terms of successful retirements. And they're all very different. I've got one client, all he wants to do is go down to Naples and go to his house and spend 24/7 on the beach. Now, that would drive me nuts. Okay. I can do about 2 hours on a beach and I live across the street from one, but that's it. But for him, it works. For another one of my clients, and again, doesn't have a lot of money. I think they had about $400,000 or $500,000, but it's all they needed with their pensions and Social Securities. He lives on Cape Cod. And before the pandemic, he was going down to the local deli. He would work about 12 to 15 hours a week, and he would dish out the bologna, both literally and figuratively. He needed that contact. He needed to get out. He needed some structure. For him, that worked. And I have another client who was the CEO of a very large organization, and he's been retired now for about 4 or 5 years. And he has carved out 1/3 of his life to give back or mentor or be meaningful in other people's lives. And those are three very different scenarios, three very different financial needs. But the important thing for each of the three of them was they had identified what was important to them about how they were going to be fulfilled in at their own level and to move forward. And that's a part of what we talk about in our book as well, dealing with not just the financial, but the holistic level of retirement. The other thing that is important to understand is whether or not you're prepared for retirement. And what we did was we put together a quiz. You can find it at retirenowquiz.com. That's retirenowquiz. It's a 2-minute quiz. Once you do the quiz, we will get you the results. We'll score it for you, and we will tell you which of the three stages of retirement preparedness you're in. And in addition to that, we'll also send you for free the first chapter of the book along with two worksheets so that you can start to get more of a handle on and more clarity about where you are financially. Some of the questions on the quiz also deal with the emotional and the holistic stuff as well. But you really need to get a handle before you make that irrevocable decision on how prepared you really are. And again, that's retirenowquiz.com.
All right, retirenowquiz.com. Go check it out and you'll get some good insights into what your future retirement might look like. Make sure if you got a question for Mark, send us an email to kl@carrielutz.com. We'll forward everything off to him. Make sure you sign up for our free newsletter, which is financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Mark, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.